Here's a thought I'm titling, Too Many Notes, Words, or Images. Do you remember that scene in the movie Amadeus when Mozart is criticized because he's put too many notes into his piano composition? And the oblivious high mucky-mucks in the court all agree that he's got too many notes. It's a hilarious scene, particularly because we now know Mozart for who he was, Mozart. But I think I do understand the sentiment, and in particular as it relates to our chosen expressive medium, photography. It's pretty easy to have too many images in a project. And in the spirit of true confession, I think this is particularly true of some of my earlier work. I got so invested in each image in a given project that it just broke my heart to think about eliminating those images because I liked them so much. But I wasn't thinking about the viewer, and I should have been. I've often said that this is the best time in the history of photography to be a photographer, and I still think that's true. But there is one sense in which this is clearly not true, and that is audience attention spans. We just have a difficult time looking at artwork, looking at a photography project, particularly looking at an individual image, for a sufficient amount of time to really give it the attention it deserves. The instantaneous mindset of making photographs the 60th of a second and click and move on, that attitude is kind of leaking into the way we look at photographs, not just photographers, but all of us. More and more, I observe people thinking that they can understand a photograph instantaneously. Now, who knows? Maybe they can. But I have a difficult time accepting that as a truth because the great photographs, the ones that really grab me, the ones that have stuck with me for 50 years of photography, since I first saw them in a gallery or a book, those great photographs, I've spent a lifetime trying to fully understand and revealing over the decades more and more layers, more and more ways of thinking about them. As I talk about an image with some of my photo friends and even non-photographic friends who are savvy about art, we oftentimes uncover interesting ideas about images that never occurred to me, that I certainly didn't understand in an instant. I think there's no doubt about it that social media are training all of us to think that a glimpse is sufficient. Whether it's Tinder and you're looking for a life mate, you can glance at them for a tiny fraction of a second and dismiss them as not someone you want to marry and spend the rest of your life with. That's sufficient time to make those judgments? A fraction of a second? Same thing in artwork. To look at a photograph for a few seconds can't possibly reveal all the photograph has to offer. But yet we're being seduced and trained that a few seconds are sufficient. And where that leads us is to the idea that photographic projects have too many images. It takes us too long to look at them all. But do you see the conflict of ideas that are contained in this train of thought? Number one is, there's too many images, so we have to flick through them quickly. But we flick through them quickly because that's the way we're trained to pass judgment on images and artwork. Have you ever found yourself listening to a song on a CD, and you get halfway through the song and thought, I don't want to hear the rest of this, and I'll move on to the next one? Is that because the song wasn't very good? Because you got bored after a minute and a half of listening to a 3.5-minute song? Are there actually too many notes, too many words, too many images? Or are we just losing our ability to hold on to an attention span that allows us to consume what the artist has prepared for us? It's a huge challenge for us image makers. Do we reduce the content of our artwork to fit the attention span of our audience? Or do we make our artwork with the integrity and fidelity of whatever size it seems to demand, and then ask our audience to pick itself up by its own bootstraps. You know the old acronym that's cropped up here in the digital age, TLDR, which stands for Too Long Didn't Read. Well, I think we're also living in a time for TLDL, Too Long Didn't Look. And that's an attitude that I fear might change the way we produce our work, which to me seems to be a terrible shame.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.